This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? I am. You dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com, and we're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting live on the 4th day of July. Known as, also known as Independence Day. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. John Reagan's with us. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent. I hear you had a bad acid trip in the studio.
I did. Let's talk about that in just a minute. And I understand Becky Reagan's with us. Welcome, Becky.
Good morning, Vincent. Happy Independence Day.
Hey, happy Independence Day. And Aaron is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. You know, I was at the barber shop yesterday. And people were talking about celebrating the 4th of July as if we celebrate the day. You know, the 4th of July. And they don't say, hey, have a great Independence Day weekend or have a great Independence Day or something like that. They don't even use the word Independence Day when they talk about it anymore. And, you know, Independence Day was actually July 2nd. That's when the representatives of the 13 colonies called the Second Continental Congress. They actually voted on July 2nd, 1776 in Philadelphia to declare independence. So Independence Day is actually July 2nd, but on the large document, it was printed July 4th. So July 4th became known as Independence Day, but we don't do that anymore. We just call it the 4th of July. So, and you know, it actually angers me to see all these advertisements, you know, for hot dogs, hamburgers, cookout supplies, you know, indicating that you'll be celebrating the 4th. So, you know, get all the stuff that you need for a celebration of the 4th of July. And pretty soon, give it another generation, we won't even know what we're celebrating. I guess it'll be, hey, we're going to be celebrating the, you know, barbecue day. And, John, your thoughts on that?
Well, here it is, Independence Day 2014, and we have nearly half of America dependent on the government for all or part of their substance.
Very, very good point. Very good point. I've got a question for Becky Reagan. Now, we're going to be talking about, regulation. Government regulation. And Becky, you have been involved in this a lot. And before we get started with that, I've got a question. I've never asked you this. How did you meet John Reagan?
Well, I had recently moved back in with my parents trying to finalize my college education, and I didn't really know anybody in the town that they were living, so I put an ad in the personal column, and mm-hmm. John answered it.
Really?
Really.
What would you share with us what that ad said?
Yes, I said that I was a DWF, divorced white female, 32 at the time, and I was overweight and losing. and I was a Christian looking for the same. Mm-hmm. And I had two responses to that ad, John and one other person.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe and I was a little too honest.
Tell them about the other person.
Well, the other person, in his return address, there was a lengthy number, and the city was a town where a federal prison was. So I'm reasonably certain that this guy was a guest of that facility.
Clearly, you made the right choice.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, and I've got another question. I know John pretty well, and he and I talk a lot. John, you know, you've heard me say at the meetups many, many times that, you know, coming up next, John Reagan, he's going to wipe that smile right off your face. And he doesn't, you know, there's a lot of humor in what he says, and there's a lot of smiles behind what he says. And, you know, he doesn't, it's not like he's yelling and screaming and shouting, but the information is pretty sobering. So my question for you is, and this might be a question that somebody might ask Mrs. Finelli too. What's it like living with a cheerful, smiling doomer? Really, what's that like?
Well, a lot of times I don't even realize I'm living with somebody else. I go to work. Mm-hmm. Trying to support what John does, and when I get home, he's on the computer doing part of his 50 to 60 hours of research that he does in preparation for the show. And if I want to talk to him, I usually get on my computer and Skype him, let him know I'm home, and that I'm hungry and ready for dinner, because that's one of the things he does. He prepares dinner for me so that I don't have to worry about that. But
let me see if I got this right. Do you have your computers in the same room?
No. Okay. Actually, you know, he is in Studio D, so I would say that I'm D2. We're on opposite ends of the house.
Okay. So you get in, and you get on your computer, and you connect, and he says, uh-huh. I think I know this person. And then he hops on and he starts talking to you and you say, you're hungry? Okay.
Yeah. Something along those lines.
Yeah. Okay. Well, John, I've got the financial state of the union. Oh, you know what we should talk about? I mentioned I would talk about the battery problem that we had here at the farm, and then let's get on to government regulation. That's something that Becky's involved in, and you can teach us what the government is expecting and demanding of us through data collection and information collection. On Tuesday, I was with our son, and we were on a four-wheeler, and we're checking the cows and checking the fence and those kinds of things. And that's something we do all the time, every day. And I looked up, and I saw this very interesting cloud formation, and there was a distinct separation. Think of it like the separation between the shoreline and the waves coming in. It was like that. It wasn't perfectly straight, but it was darn close to a straight line. And there was a wall of clouds. And then on the other side, it was blue sky with very, very few clouds. And that line ran east and west. And that was the first time I'd ever seen anything like that. And so we checked the cows and came back to the farm. And later that day, there was a loud, loud clap of thunder, an explosion. And I was down at the kitchen working on the LED lighting. And didn't really think anything of it. You know, okay, boy, it really sounded close. I mean, it sounded like not only close, it sounded like it hit the farm. And I was finishing what I was doing, and Mrs. Finelli came into the kitchen. She said, have you been to the studio? And I said, no. She said, you need to go up there. So it smells like something's burning. It smells like acid. So I ran up in the studio, and sure enough, it was sulfuric acid. It's a really, really strong smell. And what had happened is one of the batteries that we use for uninterruptible power in the studio exploded. Let me explain this. I have a 1,500-watt UPS, uninterruptible power, for the studio. And it's connected not to the standard batteries that come with these UPSs, but two large number 27 deep cycle marine batteries. You can pick them up at the Chinese factory outlet. You can pick them up at, you know, AutoZone, any of those places that have battery selection, a large battery selection. They weigh about 50 pounds each. So they're large batteries. They're the size of a, like if you have a diesel truck, that's the size battery that these are. And it's a 24-volt system. So what I did was I replaced the gel cell batteries, the small batteries that came with the UPS, and I replaced them with these large deep-cycle marine batteries. And because they're lead-acid batteries, I put them in the marine battery carriers. They're these large plastic with a removable lid, vented cases. So if acid spills, it'll spill within the container, and it won't go any farther. So I had them off to the side of the studio, connected with very large cables, kind of like booster cables, with bolt-on clamps. And what happened was lightning struck right outside the studio window, literally right outside the window. I'm talking a couple feet away. And the static electricity hopped on the nearest wiring, which was the cables, these heavy cables that went to the batteries, and caused one of the batteries to explode, literally explode. It blew the top caps, you know, the fill caps off the battery, and then it blew about a third of the plastic off the battery housing, the top of the battery itself. And it blew the lid off the marine battery case, the plastic case that it was in. Acid went all over the studio. It was a big mess, and we had hard drives there. We had all kinds of equipment that got sprayed with battery acid, the walls, the equipment, printers, everything. So it really messed up the studio. Couldn't go in there because the acid smell was so strong. So I have a couple comments about that. Number one, I had it in plastic cases, which was a good thing, but I did not strap the case on the top cover onto the battery case. And I should. And from now on, I will. But the main thing is that the snap-on cover was not sufficient to contain the explosion. Had someone been there, they would have covered with acid. Could have been seriously, seriously injured. So when we come back, I'll tell you a little bit more about it, and then we have Susan from Arkansas who'd like to give us a call. We'll be right back.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So the reason that I had this large battery bank in the studio was because we have power outages here at the farm. And while the uninterruptible power system, when you buy it, is great, it will last maybe 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, depending on the amount of the load that's connected to it, that's not enough to get us through 2 hours of broadcasting. So I wanted to make sure that I could run 4 computers, the mixer, you know, the audio processing equipment, internet equipment, plus the monitors, plus some LED lighting, all at the same time. If there were a power outage, that would, you know, it would take me through at least 2 hours of broadcasting. So that's why I had these large batteries. Now, ventilation is really important, okay? Because hydrogen gas is produced in the operation of batteries. So you want to make sure that you keep batteries, lead acid batteries, in a well ventilated area. Hydrogen gas is produced, and it's explosive. There's no question about it. So the minimum requirements that I would suggest you consider if you do this is to have your batteries in a battery box, one of those plastic boxes that are made for this, and have that nylon strap that comes with the battery box strapped over the cover so the cover won't blow off like mine did. And that was my fault. I did not have the strap in place. And ultimately what happened was I lost a little bit of equipment, but at battery acid was everywhere and I could not get in the studio. So I was unable to, you know, be in my normal surroundings in the studio and broadcast or even use the telephone in the studio because acid was everywhere. It's like taking a insecticide sprayer and spraying it around the entire room with acid. That's what it was like. So that's what happened, and I'd like you to be careful. So what I'm going to do is move those batteries into the garage and run a heavy cable with AC power into the studio. So the battery and the batteries and the inverter will be away from people. They'll be in a larger, they'll be in another battery box that will be a Faraday cage, because what happened is lightning hopped onto the batteries and caused them to explode. So I'm going to have the batteries in a Faraday cage in the garage, well ventilated, with a fan to push air into the battery box enclosure. We've got John and Becky. We've got Susan from Arkansas calling in. Susan, you're on with Becky and John Reagan and me.
Well, good morning, folks.
Good morning.
The other day you were talking about never dial 911.
Right.
And I have a wonderful story. I don't know how wonderful it is to corroborate that. And, I don't know exactly how long ago now it was. 5 or 6 weeks, I guess. I had an incident where I wasn't sure what was happening, and to kind of make a long story short, I made a mistake and called my one neighbor, and then I have another neighbor that is closer, and I went to their house because I was rather concerned about what was happening to me, and I wasn't quite sure. And the first neighbor that I called apparently called 911, and a policeman came. Meanwhile, I was at the other neighbor's house, and those folks had called an EMT that lives up the road. So he came to check me out, and I was like, whatever you want to do, nope, we don't do that, we don't do that, we don't do that, we don't do that. And he was a little concerned because apparently when an EMT checks you out, unless they do something, I don't know how it works, but they may lose their license or whatever. And let's see. Anyway, they wanted me to go to the hospital, and even though I could not speak clearly, I said I was real clear that I did not want to go, and I was literally clinging to the post on the pillars on the porch. And finally, I felt some real firm hands grab me, and about, I think, three guys just threw me on a gurney and strapped me down, and they put me in the ambulance. And apparently I didn't have much to say about it. Well, it wound up,
Well, I'll tell you what. Hold that thought. We'll come up and finish it up on the other side of the break. And then after that, we've got John from Missouri who's calling in. So Susan's telling us about what happened to her. It sounded like you had a medical situation. Your neighbor called 911. The cops came. He got thrown in the back of an ambulance. And he'll tell us the rest of the story when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Susan, in Arkansas, you were experiencing some kind of a medical situation. Your neighbor called 911. The next thing you know, you're on a gurney strapped in. You're in an ambulance. What happened?
Well, they rolled me into the emergency room. And, of course, right away they're doing all, you know, they're taking all sorts of tests and everything. And everything that they wanted to do other than take my blood pressure was pretty much what I was against. And by the time, not too long after I got to the hospital, I was normal. I could talk, and boy, they were in trouble then. And how it affected me was that I really could not speak legibly, let's say, and my right hand was not usable. And I don't know how long I was, maybe a half hour, 45 minutes after I got to the emergency room, it all came back. And I was just like, I got to go home. I'm going home. And the doctor kept saying, well, by law, we have to keep you overnight. I said, I'm going home. At one point, he walked in and he looked at me very hard and he said, you are a very stubborn woman. I said, that's right. You got it. I'm going home. And and then I heard something about, and at one point they were going to do a CAT scan, and I said, no. And I did not know it, but and my neighbor was sitting there waiting for me, even though she thought I should stay overnight. She said, they knocked me out, and they did the CAT scan anyway. Now, I mean, I really consider that a tremendous invasion. And anyway, then I heard them talk about, because I was in a little cubicle right not far from the desk, and I heard them talking about sending me to Little Rock. Well, I was sitting cross-legged on the gurney or the whatever I was on, and I got up on my knees, and I literally yelled. I said, you are not sending me to Little Rock. I am not going. And, I mean, I really raised a fuss. And
Susan, now, what does that mean, Little Rock? Does that mean psychological evaluation?
That's
that
kind of what I thought. I figured they'd wind up in a psych ward. And because I didn't want to do anything. You know, I was in total opposition to everything. And you know what that would mean. You're a wacko.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah. Susan, can you cut to the chase and get right to the final point?
Well, eventually, they asked me some questions, you know, like, what's your birthday, where do you live, what, you know, who's president, and so on. And I could answer all that. And the doctor finally said, he said, if you're willing to sign some waivers and you can walk, I'll let you go. So I said, okay, and my signature was perfect. I signed, and one of them, it was written right in a space, and it was handwritten in a space that, like, if I died outside the door of the parking lot, they were not responsible. I don't care who's responsible. And so anyway, I bounced off that thing and out the door, and I could walk, and that was it. I was gone. I mean, I needed rest, and I knew it, and I sure wasn't going to get it there.
Right. Well, Susan, I appreciate the call. Thanks very much.
So it's like the moment. Oh, and the real tricky part was when they said they're going to send me to Little Rock, someone said, oh, isn't she in protective custody? And apparently, because the police called the ambulance and so on, that meant I was in protective custody, and he would have to release me. But fortunately, the ambulance driver came back, and he's the one that asked me the question, you know, to see. And he just shrugged his shoulders, said, she's okay.
Great.
Anyway, that was it. But
Susan, thanks.
Don't get him involved.
Thanks.
Okay,
right.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
John from Missouri, you're on with John Rakin and Becky and me, Vin Finelli. Welcome.
Hi, Ben. I was calling you today about the Missouri. They are Amendment 1 that's going to be on our August. It's going to be on yours also. It's going to be on everybody in Missouri. But they are trying to amend the Constitution. They call it the right to farm. Now, I am a small farm activist. I'm not a large farm. I'm a small farm. I do support all farming. However, I do not like the government involved in the farming processes that take place on a large scale. Don't like the funding from the USDA, don't like the funding from any of the Monsanto and such like that. With this amendment, what they're going to be doing is the way that it's very, very deceptive, the way the state is putting this out. They're actually using our Constitution of the Second Amendment and how it says shall not be infringed, and there's they've inserted farming and ranching shall not be infringed as the ballot language, and so everybody should be voting yes for that. However, it's what the actual bill says. The bill, what it, when you read it, it actually refers to duly authorized powers. Well, no one likes to answer that question of who those people are or who that is. Well, I finally did get a person to finally answer that, and that is the county health department, the county commission, the city council, USDA, MOAG, I mean, every government entity that's in the state would then have could provide regulations for a farmer. So if a person wants to grow a tomato plant, they would actually have to have, but possibly could lead up to where they have to have a license to grow that tomato before they could. So I'm asking everybody in the state of Missouri to vote no on the Amendment 1. It is a travesty if this thing passes. It will take all of our God-given rights away. And once we give them away, we can't get them back. And what it will do is it will make farming very, very difficult. And this is all supported by Monsanto, and they're just trying to get rid of the small farmers. So I just wanted to encourage everybody on August 5th to vote no on the amendment, even though it looks good on the ballot.
John Dollarhite, Amendment 1, right to farm. We don't need an amendment to farm. I have the right to farm right now. And so do you.
That's correct.
We don't need that. We don't really need to mess with our Constitution. It's working pretty well. And we don't need to mess with our Bill of Rights. It's working pretty well. It's when those rights are trampled upon. You know, and many people are celebrating Independence Day right now. And Amendment 1 will limit our independence, our right to grow and protect and defend and provide for our families. Those are rights that we have. And this is an amendment that would turn over those rights to duly elected powers. The Department of Health, the City Council, the Missouri Department of Agriculture. You know, if anyone knows about the USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, I would think that the Dollarhite family, John and Judy Dollarhite, would want nothing to do with the Department of Agriculture, and nor do I want anything to do with either the state or the federal departments of agriculture. I don't want those guys on my farm. You went, John Dollarhite, you went head to head with those guys, and they wanted to fine you $6.19 million. Am I correct?
That is correct.
For raising rabbits.
The USDA and MOAG are both have major ties to the Humane Society of the United States, which, you know, is an extremely anti-animal organization. And both of those have the head of Missouri MOAG was a Humane Society affiliate. The lady that came after us with the USDA, she had been the vice president of the United States, or Humane Society of the United States. So, I mean, these groups are, these government agencies are totally involved with the Humane Society.
Okay. All right, so you want us to vote no. No problem doing that. I don't want any changes. I don't want any changes. I don't want any executive orders. I don't want these guys in my face. Those guys know less about life than the rest of us do. And as Dr. Sheely and I have said, we think that they are defective. We think that the people who are involved in perpetrating these crimes are defective. I'm talking about our government minions, our government employees, our politicians. We think that they are literally defective. Because who else would want to do these things? You've got to be really defective to want to be a peeping Tom. John Dollarhide, anything else you'd like to share with us?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, John, thanks so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you this weekend, you and your family.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was John Dollarhide, USAPrepares.com instructor. John Reagan, I just want to mention one thing. When I was talking about that wall of clouds over the farm on Tuesday, well, on Wednesday, there were over 10,000 lightning strikes in the New Jersey area on the East Coast. Over 10,000 lightning strikes, and they caused fires, caused houses to get set on fire. So the lightning that I talked about was traveling from west to east, from Missouri out to the East Coast, where there were 10,000, actually over 10,000. If you want to read about it, it's on the website, usaprepares.com. So it was kind of serious, and that battery that exploded was, well, I don't think it was an anomaly. I think there were there's a lot of destruction. I'm telling you what happened here at the farm. So be careful if you have lead acid batteries. One last thing I want to tell you, and about surge protection. You can buy a surge protector and plug it to the wall, and then, of course, plug your computer devices or your electronic equipment into them, and it'll be somewhat protected, so long as you have a well-connected ground on that electrical outlet. And you can buy a little tester. You can get them. They're these little plug-in devices that are about the size of a domino, and they have three lights on them. And it'll tell you if the outlet is wired properly. If your outlet is not wired properly, you will have little, if any, surge protection. The last thing I want to tell you, and you can fix that outlet yourself. Make sure you turn off the circuit breaker to that outlet. But the other thing is, you can add a surge protection device, and it'll protect it downstream as well as the devices connected right to it. We'll be right back.
Whoa! This is big! Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click FreezeDryGuy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's FreezeDryGuy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark. As ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky, and you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to My Patriot Supply. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Reagan's with us. Becky Reagan's with us. John, where do you want to start?
We're probably not going to be able to get to any of those, but they do add more context to what we're going to be talking about. And I will discuss briefly the first two that's under the accounting tax code and 10,000 commandments, because that kind of sets the flavor for what's coming. The tax law has grown quite a bit since it was put into place 100 years ago. It's now a almost 74,000-page, 25-volume set that gets published. It's the CCH, Standard Federal Tax Reporter. And another way of looking at it, this tax code is roughly 7 million words long. And depending on which version of the Bible you use, that translates into roughly 7 times the length of the Bible. It is just mind-boggling what's out there. That doesn't even include all the case study and all of that. The 10,000 Commandments talks about the tens of thousands of final rules that are out there. There is so much regulation. Regulatory costs amount to almost $15,000 per household per year. That means $1,250 a month. And while that's not a budget item that you see, it is built into the cost of all the goods and services that you do buy. And this is skewed against the small and medium business. On a per-employee basis, companies with 20 and less employees pay an average of over $10,500 per employee compared to over $7,700 for companies that are 500 employees or more. And basically, small and medium businesses are, I think, in the crosshair. They can't afford all of this the way big businesses can. And I'm going to turn it over to Becky so she can tell you about her background, and we'll get into the meat of this next hour. Becky.
One thing I wanted to add, Vincent was asking what it's like living with you. I learned very, very early in our relationship never, ever, ever to ask what you're thinking, because your reply would usually give me a headache. We went through a lot of aspirin when we first married, and I finally figured out why.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit about my background. Most of my adult life, I've been in the banking industry as a teller, new accounts, customer service kind of person. And about 20 years ago, I got into bookkeeping quite by accident. I was trying to help a friend of a friend get his books in order, and I discovered I had a real affinity for dealing with numbers and making sure everything balanced correctly. So I've been in bookkeeping for 20 years, and I really enjoy it. When we moved to the Ozarks, I had been working for an accounting firm here in the Dallas area, and so I've been out of it for 3 years. Well, that boss has hired me back. And one of the first things I noticed was all of the changes in the reporting. A lot happened in the 3 years I was out of the industry. And, in fact, one of the staff meetings we had, he talked about all of the regulations about how the reporting was going to have to change. And everybody in the room agreed that it was almost cost prohibitive to make all of these changes, and it probably would eventually put a lot of smaller firms out of business trying to keep up with all the regulations.
Well, Becky, we're going into a commercial break, top of the hour news and commercials. When we come back, let's continue on with exactly what is going on with this government regulation, the oppressive nature of it, how it's hurting small businesses, and what exactly do they want to know, and how do they want to know it. So Becky Reagan, she's a bookkeeper, 20 years experience, and she's going to talk about the changes over the last 3 years. I think we're all going to be surprised. This is USAPrepares.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.